Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement, where we talk about building not just a financial plan, but a life of purpose, peace, and abundance. I'm your host, Carol Dewey, and this is our final episode of the year. So today's conversation is all about reflection, renewal, and direction. Before we step into a brand new year, I want to share three powerful questions that can help you finish this one strong and start with the next one with clarity. These aren't the typical New Year's resolution questions. They're deeper. They'll help you evaluate not just what you earned or achieved, but how aligned your life and wealth really are with your values and goals. Because a great retirement and a great life don't happen by accident. They happen by intention. So grab a notebook, take a deep breath, and let's finish strong together. The first question I want you to ask yourself is, what worked really well this year? Before we start setting goals or making to-do lists, we need to pause and celebrate what went right. Too often we end the year focused on what didn't happen, the market pullbacks, the plan that got delayed, the to-do list items we didn't check off. But success without gratitude always feels empty. When you take time to recognize what worked, even the small wins, you anchor your mindset in abundance. And from that place, you can make far better decisions for the future. So let's talk about where gratitude and financial stewardship intersect. Maybe this year you stayed disciplined during market volatility. Maybe you had a breakthrough conversation with your spouse about long-term goals. Maybe you made progress on your estate plan or created predictable income streams that finally give you peace of mind. Those are victories worth acknowledging. And gratitude isn't just emotional, it's strategic. It calms the mind, reduces fear, and creates clarity. So as you reflect on this year, make a list of your financial and personal victories. Write them down. You might be surprised how much went right when you stop long enough to see it. The second question is a little tougher, but it's just as important. What no longer serves you? This is where clarity begins. We can't bring everything with us into the new year. Not every habit, not every belief, not every strategy. Some things that worked before may no longer align with who you are or where you're going. This could be financial, an investment that no longer fits your risk tolerance, a professional relationship that isn't proactive or transparent, a tax or income strategy that needs refreshing. Or it could be personal, overcommitting your time, saying yes to things that drain your energy, holding on to fear or scarcity when your plan is strong enough to support freedom. Ask yourself honestly, where am I experiencing friction? If something consistently drains your peace, it's costing you more than you realize. This is the time to let go of what no longer fits, to declutter your finances, your schedule, and your mindset. Because letting go creates space, and space invites opportunity. Now we're ready for the third question. What will I prioritize in the new year? Notice I didn't say, what are my goals? Because goals without clarity just become pressure. Priorities, however, create direction. When you set clear priorities, financial and personal, you make better decisions about how to use your resources, time, and energy. Here are a few examples to consider. Financial priorities. Build a predictable, tax-efficient income. Simplify your accounts and consolidate where possible. Review your protection and estate documents. Explore charitable or legacy strategies that align with your values. Personal priorities. Spend more time in experiences that bring joy and connection. Focus on health because your financial plan only works if you do. Deepen the key relationships and create more margin for what matters most. The key is to align your financial priorities with your life priorities. That's how you move from success to significance. Every decision becomes easier when your money serves your purpose. That's something special about a new year. It's not just a page on a calendar. It's an invitation to reset. And if you think about it, life gives us very few true fresh starts. But at the end of the year is one of them. This is the moment to revisit your retirement income plan, Check that that your investments still match your comfort level. Evaluate whether your tax plan aligns with coming changes. Recommit to the mindset that your wealth is a tool for a fulfilling life. If the last few years have taught us anything, it's that the world can change quickly, but clarity is timeless. So as you prepare for 2026, focus less on prediction and more on preparation. You can't control markets or headlines, but you can control your structure, your strategy, and your spirit. And that's exactly what creates peace of mind. So let's recap your Finish Strong 2025 reflection. 1. What worked well this year? Celebrate progress and anchor yourself in gratitude. 2. What no longer serves you? Release what creates friction or no longer fits your goals. 3. What will you prioritize in the new year ahead? Align your time, energy, and wealth with what truly matters. These questions are simple, but they're powerful. They form the foundation of every great financial plan and every purposeful life. So, before you step into the new year, carve out a quiet hour for reflection. Light a candle, pour a cup of coffee, and take stock. Not of your balance sheet, but of your life. You'll end the year not just financially prepared, but emotionally grounded and spiritually aligned. Thank you for joining me, not just for this episode, but for another year of navigating abundant retirement. It's been a privilege to spend these Thursdays with you talking about strategies, stories, and principles that help you live abundantly in every area of life. As we move into the new year, we'll continue bringing you education, perspective, and purpose, including the launch of our new companion podcast, The Owner's Playbook, designed specifically for business owners preparing their own end game. So before we close, I want to share something exciting for the new year. Starting this December, Navigating Abundant Retirement will continue every other Thursday rather than every Thursday, alternating with my brand new podcast, The Owner's Playbook. If you're a business owner or you've ever wondered how to turn years of hard work into lasting wealth and freedom, this new show is for you. We'll talk about building a business you can one day leave, not just own, and how to align your personal and business finances for a stronger legacy. You can find The Owner's Playbook wherever you listen to podcasts or by visiting our website. Thank you for making this year of Navigating Abundant Retirement so special. Here's to living and leading abundantly in every season of life. I wish you a joyful holiday season filled with health, peace, and purpose. And remember, abundance isn't what you have. It's how well you live with what you've been given. I'm Carol Dewey, and this has been Navigating Abundant Retirement. Here's to finishing strong and beginning even stronger.